Hello?
Mr. President, we have Mr. Ziegler now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Hello? Good morning. Hope you got a little sleep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Got in?
I slept in this morning myself.
Good, I'm glad to hear.
We, you know, that going back and forth really shakes you up, doesn't
it? Sure does.
Yeah, and particularly with the time and so forth.
Well,
about everything running.
Right.
Good play off the French trip finally. They got Henry stuff and Rogers play all right.
Right. Big picture on the front page of the Post and the On Pompidou. Which is good to see. It's a good
one. That's the first time we've been front page of the Post for years.
You're inside of the Post, shaking hands and, you know, greeting the crowd at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And
it had a good flavor to it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Good.
And the TV reports again last night showed you with the, you know, groups of people and so forth. They point out, you know, that the session went as expected, and the wires moved that.
Good.
And then picked up on a little, you know, spurt about the Super Summit conference, but I'm glad of that. I'd like to have something like that going.
Oh, I'm all for that.
You know,
I mean,
doubt about that, and it, you know, points to achievement later on.
That is, that the U.S., Britain, and France, you know, on the...
Right.
Yeah, sure, I told them I was for that.
And Henry stuff played out well, and so did
good.
Secretary Rogers. Then, of course, the Greek move is getting heavy play.
What?
They abolished the monarchy in Greece.
Oh.
Set up a republic.
Oh, I see. Well.
Massive play.
That's no problem of ours, but it's nice, but it diverts attention.
That's right. That's right. None whatsoever. So that's leading the paper in
ours. Yeah.
Unemployment held at 5%.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's getting good play.
Still at 5. I think it's lower than that, but nevertheless.
Well, the figures that were released, the unemployment rate remained at 5%, holding steady.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Oh, that's excellent. Excellent, sure. No, it's the only problem we have there, Ron, is that the economy is so damn strong at the present time. If it gets any stronger and unemployment goes down, we'll have inflation. So
right.
We're fettered between the devil and deep blue sea, but that's all right. That's that number we can live with.
Still from the standpoint of
the confidence of the people, they ought to be all right.
Right, right.
Right.
There's a story on the front page of the New York Times relating the assurances from Brezhnev on the Jewish question.
Oh, yes.
So, things,
what's the Watergate news today? Anything new there?
Nothing really new on the Watergate.
They didn't have any hearings, apparently.
It's Cox dabbling around with Dash, and as the TV said last night on a story, after much denying, reacting, and fulminating in Washington throughout the day, the upshot is that Cox did raise the possibility of calling off the Ervin hearings and talks with Dash. So, you know, there's a little...
Mm-hmm.
It says ABC led with a tug of war between Cox and Dash.
Mm-hmm.
So that type of thing is playing on a Watergate, that's about all.
Mm-hmm. They start with their hearings again next week, don't they?
Yes, sir. They start on...
Have you been able to talk to Fred Bizard or Al yet about the figures we've got?
Yes, sir. I talked to Al last night.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Those
These are sensational, you know.
And I said,
yeah.
Al, we... Well,
yeah.
Yes, I did talk to him.
The thing that I was wondering about, Ron, was how to play it.
Well, we...
The idea of planting a question and then coming up with it the next day is just too phony, you know.
Yes, I think so. I'll talk to Al about that the day. We've got...
And also, another thing is that maybe it shouldn't come from the White House. Maybe it should come from Ruckel's house.
Maybe so.
You know, I don't know.
We're going to meet on that a little bit today and kick that around.
Right.
What I want, though, is, as I told Al, let's find out about the news, then.
Yeah. Whether there were any.
Yes, sir, and I'm sure there had to be.
I asked for the names, you know, so I've ordered that the names be given to me.
Right, absolutely.
So we'll find out.
Evidently, Mr. President, that we got that other thing in that ran yesterday in the Star.
Which one?
The point about under a lot of pressure to release the...
Yeah.
The files.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
Yes, sir. Star picked it up from Scripps Howard.
Fine.
And it was just in, it wasn't even in a column, it was in a news story, which is there, second page, you know, high in the story, which
sort of
is
hangs
just
out
the
there.
Way that should be, you know.
I know, I guess, you know, you're on its pure gamesmanship, but let's just hang it out there.
Well, that's hung out.
I know, and then they'll ask you about it sometime, they will, and I'd say, well,
the Thursday night.
Yeah, we'll make it. I think we'll put it out Thursday. You know what I mean?
I won't do that publicly, but I'll get
that. That's right.
But I just wanted you to know that is
On this story here, what is your view, just offhand at this time, as to how to handle it?
Well, I agree.
It doesn't really make a lot of difference whether the news, whether you're going to go into newsmen or not. There will be some, I'm sure, but nevertheless, the point is that the question of the national security tax and the greatest number ever dumped, twice as many in the Bobby Kennedy period as in any period of any attorney general. And God, it's a hell of a story, you know. It backs up in spades what I said in my press conference. In fact, I didn't have it as bad as it was. Who read and give it? See, now, if they ever ask the press the discrepancy between what I said in that press conference and these, you can point out that that number was received from Mr. Hoover and related to the number of taps at any one time.
Mm-hmm.
See, because it was that's much lower number,
right,
magnitude. This one is the total number you see there.
Right.
But in any event, what's your feeling about
my
how
feeling
to get it out?
That I agree. It probably would be too obvious to get a question planted and then to respond from the White House.
Yeah.
Ruckel's house is a possibility.
I think probably to get it the proper play, it's got to come from the White House. Or does that look? What would be our justification for putting it out?
Well, there are several ways to do it. I could be asked about it,
yeah,
but not in a briefing, but to have,
yeah,
people ask me about it.
To have
we could make a statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Or I could give it.
You could just say, and because of inquiries that have been a number of inquiries have been received as to, I don't think you have to be asked about it, because you could say a number of inquiries have been received. The following information has been obtained from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Just put the statement out.
We could let it move give it to one of the wires the night before, and then I'd,
yeah,
be sure to be asked about it the next day, and I said, yes, we do have these materials, and, issue a statement.
Yeah, okay.
There are several options.
Well, the point is that the question is when you want it out, too. What day? You don't think you should try to get it out this weekend? So
no, I don't think we need it this weekend. I think the first of the week is better. Monday or Tuesday.
And, let's hang it out there. And then there should be a follow-up by somebody in our side, the Republican side, in the Congress, asking for a Scott asking for an investigation of the taps in the Kennedy period. See what I mean? I mean, were there any newsmen? But we'll have to see. We'll have to see who the names are. My guess is there's some political people on there, too.
I'm sure there will be.
And if we can ever get them. I've also ordered that the Secret Service taps be the number be given to me, because that's why Johnson's number drops down, because he's Secret Service. Ramsey Clark wouldn't use the other. But all in all, this is part of what you term around the political gunfight. You see, if you just can't stay in that shell hole, let them shoot at you.
Exactly right.
And now and then, on a thing like this, you crack them right back.
Yes, sir.
And if they want to get into this thing, they're going to have a fight in their hands. And I think it's the other thing too is that the more I think of it, I've been back and forth on this, but I do think we've got to get out at least the rough content of that Ellsberg helper and tap. You know what it is, don't you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have you got any ideas on that as to how that can be done? Or
well,
just too hard to handle.
That's it. No, it's not too hard to handle.
Too dirty.
Excuse me.
Too rough.
If it's handled right, it's not. I think...
If somebody will... If a shrewd newspaper man, good God, they must know that it's that it hurts their kids, because you haven't had any inquiries on it, have you?
On the top itself?
Yeah. No newsmen ask what was it.
No. We haven't had any direct in the briefing.
Yeah.
Scott, I think, might be our best resource for that, but we've got to move it fairly slowly.
Yeah. Well, okay. The main point is to get this story. You've got a good set of facts, and let's not blow it.
No, I agree.
Let's get it out, because we'll get these. Al will be looking for the names of newsmen.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to Al here very shortly.
Bye.